Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Hope you had a great St. Patrick's Day. It's the day after. It's Monday, March 14th, 2013. We're live weekdays, noon to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We are streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we post the program to buckmastershow.com every day, and we also post to the TucsonCitizen.com and TucsonSentinel.com. Also links on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, and Blog for Arizona has us prominently displayed. I think we're speaking with someone from Blog for Arizona, David Safir, this week to congratulate him on Blog for Arizona being named the best political blog website by the Washington Post. We will launch this Monday edition, as we do every Monday afternoon, with our political face-off. The commentators with me today, seated to my left, Vince Rabago, to my right, John Munger. 30 minutes past the hour, Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall. What's going on with juvenile crime? It's way down. Then we'll close out with a Republican candidate for Tucson City Council. It's council election time again. This will be Ben Bueller Garcia, Republican, running in Ward 3. He is running against Democratic incumbent Councilwoman Karen Ulick. If you have a question or comment, feel free to jump in at 790-2040. John Munger is here, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. That same year, Vince Rabago, Democrat, ran for Arizona attorney general. The Monday political face-off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well, thank you. Did you have a nice St. Patrick's Day?
I did. The allergies are out, but
I know. And so if people hear you cough during the show, we will not panic.
Thank you.
It is your allergy.
It is not contagious.
No. Vince, how are you?
Doing great, Bill. Thanks. It's great to be here today.
It is great. And we have lots to cover on the agenda today. I want to start with Dr. Carmona's surprise announcement that he is not a candidate for governor in 2014 on the Democratic side. Vince, he was considered pretty much the front runner, with Fred Duvall kind of also in there.
Yes, that was the surprise announcement last night in the Phoenix media market. I think Bram Resnick broke that story with an exclusive interview. And so it appears that Dr. Carmona says he is still interested, still going to be involved in politics. In other words, he'll be back, but just not for this race. So that was a little bit of a surprise for some folks that had sort of tagged him as the likely front runner if he decided to get in. Certainly Fred Duvall's been making his way across the state and has launched an exploratory committee and has racked up quite an impressive list of supporters, elected officials, former elected officials, business people, Republicans, Republicans and Democrats.
So Democrat that, Chad Campbell.
That's the other name that
legislative Democratic leader.
Yes, Chad Campbell, who's really done a great job at putting some visibility and a strong voice to the Democratic position at the state legislature. He has certainly been talking, I think, privately and mentioning that he may consider doing this. I don't know that he's actually announced or filed any sort of exploratory committee, but he's the other name out there. And of course, there's still those that mentioned my former boss, which was Terry Goddard. But he's been awfully quiet of late, and so nobody knows if he's going to seek some kind of office. I don't think it'd be difficult with the folks already positioning themselves. Such as Fred Duvall and Chad Campbell. There may be another position.
Yeah.
Certainly there's Secretary of State. There are other positions out there.
Speaking of Secretary of State, John Munger, Ken Bennett is a name that has come up on the Republican side for governor. Someone I know you like, the treasurer of the state of Arizona, Doug Ducey.
Yeah, we've got some great candidates. Those are two fine candidates. Also, Scott Smith, the mayor of Mesa, is in the race. and there will be some others. So there's a broad range of candidates on the Republican side as well. I think that Carmona dropping out pretty well gives it to on the Democratic side to Duvall. And I think Fred Duvall will be a formidable candidate. He's got good connections both in Tucson and Phoenix. I think he's well respected. So, he's going to be tough. I suspect the candidate on the Republican side may be Doug Ducey. That's the candidate that I happen to like the best of
Doug
the Republicans.
Doug has not only bureaucratic now experience, he founded the Cold Stone Creamery.
That's right. He's been a business guy all his life, and he understands what it's like to operate a business, start up a business. And so Doug is now the state treasurer and is, I think, talking about it very seriously.
Let's move on. Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn, whose name has been mentioned as a possible candidate for governor, but seems with his problems to be a long shot.
Well, he's going to run for attorney general. I had dinner with him the other night, and he's going to run for attorney general. He's already generating his petitions.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Horn, not a candidate for governor, but he will run again for attorney general. Mr. Horn was back at the Supreme Court, Vince Robago, arguing before the Supreme Court that it is within Arizona's rights to demand that voters show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Opponents have been arguing it's an overreach of the state's powers. Do you agree?
I do agree. You know, the 1993 Congress passed a law that was designed to increase voter participation, and they call it the Motor Voter Law, and created a federal form. And in that law, they provided some very specific requirements or limits, I should say, on what states can do. It said, for example, states may only do A, B, and C with respect to additional requirements. And so what Arizona did is they went ahead and as part of the anti-immigration zeal that was expressed with Senate Bill 1070 and others claiming that there was, you know, illegal immigrants were voting and it was affecting elections. Based on that sort of zeal, helped push this initiative that got passed. I think it was 2004, Prop 200. And in that required, this proof of citizenship to also be presented. So you have this clash between what Arizona passed, the voters of Arizona, versus what federal law is. So you have this is a classic sort of federal supremacy issue. In other words, you have a federal law where it dictates that you can't do this with respect to the federal form. Arizona can use their own form. Mm-hmm. So that's not an issue. The question is whether they can force people to do something with respect to the federal form that Congress prevents. So the problem with this law, and there was a study that just came out recently, it shows that, for example, it was a study just of youth, and we're talking about citizens, we're talking about people that are registered and eligible to vote, that the youth that are impacted, for example, by this requirement for additional ID, mm-hmm. guess who got impacted?
Who?
People of color. 72.9% of black youth indicated that they were impacted. You had 66.5% of Latinos that were indicated versus only that were impacted versus 50.8% of white youth.
That's Vince
Robago. It's impacting on minorities.
Here's John Munger. What's wrong with showing your ID?
What is wrong with showing your ID? I mean, how could that possibly be a problem to have to show your ID to exercise the right to vote in the United States? You have to show your ID to cash a check. You have to show your ID to get on an airplane. You have to show ID for virtually anything now. What could possibly be the Democrats' concern about this other than the fact that they might just like to have illegal voters vote? And so, you know, there are 360,000 illegal aliens in Arizona alone.
So you're saying that's a big voting block.
Sure, it's a big voting block.
It's bogus.
And they would just love to have those people vote. So I think that it's disingenuous for the Democrats to say there's anything wrong with asking a person to simply show their ID before they vote, and to try to make up some kind of excuse why a person shouldn't have to do that is frankly just absurd to me. I don't see any basis for it at all.
Here's the reality of it. Dating as far back as recently as the 60s, you even had the situation where in the Senate hearings with Chief Justice William Rehnquist, when he was first getting appointed, he himself participated in what were called voter challenge laws. And he himself described seeing others who were harassing minority voters, essentially suppressing minority voters in their efforts to win elections. This is back when he was a Republican activist. So you have a state with a history of people trying to suppress minority voters. We're not talking about undocumented immigrants. We're talking about lawful citizens. And then you have a fast forward, for example, to last year's presidential election. And you had the elected official in Pennsylvania who came right out and said to an audience, and was taped with videotape, "We passed the voter ID law in Pennsylvania. This will carry the state for Romney." They are trying to suppress likely Democratic voters. Has nothing to do with immigrants. It's trying to suppress Democratic voters. They came out and said it. Now, on the flip side, up in Phoenix, where 60% of Arizona's voters reside, Republican Karen Osborne says that this idea of immigrants voting is nonsense. She says it's not happening, and it's so rare that they want to hide in the shadows, and that it's nonsense. Of what John just said.
Here's the problem.
So
Vince,
Republicans are telling John that it's nonsense.
There is no recent history of voter suppression in Arizona, but in any case, you know, the voters have control of this. All they have to do to fix the problem is get an ID.
There you go. 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show. John Munger's opinion and Vince Ribago, and we will be back with you on the Monday Political Face-Off right after this.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River, or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Since 2006, the RTA has completed more than 500 projects, including 180 miles of bikeways and more than 50 bus pullouts. Current projects include La Cañada from Ina to River and the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars have created more than 2,500 road construction jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA is delivering our promise to you.
Why should you fly at a TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
My name is Chandler Warden from the Board of Trustees at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum. I'd like to extend a personal invitation for you to attend a concert hosted by the Desert Museum and the Oasis Project, featuring the award-winning and internationally acclaimed John Jorgensen Quintet, live at the Desert Museum Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th at 6 p.m. Considered one of the best living guitar players, John Jorgensen has played with artists from Johnny Cash to Luciano Pavarotti. These gypsy jazz concerts will be recorded for a DVD and will feature the song you're hearing now, Sonora Spring, all to benefit the Desert Museum. To purchase tickets and find out more information, please visit oasisproject.desertmuseum.org or call 989-0901. That's oasisproject.desertmuseum.org.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. The Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. And at moesgallery.com, we strongly recommend Moe and his family for all of your framing needs. They'll take care of all the art on the wall, the frame mirrors, the picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Check out moesgallery.com. Vince Rabago is with me and John Munger. So far on the Face-Off today, been talking about Dr. Carmona not running for governor, and we're talking about the U.S. Supreme Court, the state of Arizona, and Attorney General Tom Horn arguing today that the state is within its rights to demand voters show proof of U.S. citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Vince, you want another word on this?
Yeah, look, here's the thing, and the reality is you look at Colorado, which has about 3.5 million voters. After an exhaustive investigation, you know, they did find a few undocumented folks on the rolls. You know how many?
How many?
141 people. That's like a drop of water in the river of voters. Now, you see why this is so important, though, is if you look at the evidence that is before the Supreme Court, and this is involving Arizona, they did exhaustive research, one of the parties in the lawsuit. They found 30,000 eligible U.S. citizens that were denied the right to register to vote because of this proposition. 30,000. So you want to see what the impact of this law is. Keep your eye on the ball. It's like the little shell game. They say, oh, it's about immigrants. It's about immigrants. But the reality is if you look at we have almost the same like 3.1 million voters. It's a drop in the bucket. If you had – let's just assume we had the same number, even though there's more voters in Colorado – 141 voters that didn't vote but were just on the rolls, mind you. They didn't vote, just on the rolls, versus 30,000 U.S. citizens here in Arizona that were denied the right to register to vote. So that's why I say keep your eye on the ball. It's about denying Democratic votes that they believe are Democratic when you're able to exclude 30,000 eligible U.S. citizens from registering, and the actual proof, which even Republicans like Karen Osborne is saying – this doesn't, undocumented voters here, that doesn't happen. This is so rare. This is, they don't come out. This not, it's a nonsensical issue.
All right.
So keep your eye on the issue. This is what Republicans are trying to do across the country because they believe that that helps them suppress Democratic vote. The guy came out in Pennsylvania 2012. That's exactly what he said. So that's what's really happening. You can keep pounding this immigration thing all day long, but keep your eye on the ball. Look at those 30,000 U.S. citizens here in Arizona that were denied their right to register to vote.
30,000 citizens, John Munger, denied.
All those citizens had to do was get an identification. You know, these people have absolute control of that situation. You have to use an ID to cash a check. You have to use an ID to get on an airplane. If you drive, you need an ID to be able to drive. I have no problem at all with anybody being asked for an ID in order to exercise the right to vote, because that is simply proof that you have the right to vote. People have control of that by getting an ID. And so I just think that, the Democrats have very little reason to do this other than to try to make it possible for illegal voters to get on the voting rolls. The only reason there aren't more of them now is because we have been watching that in the last few years. But we have 360,000 illegal aliens in Arizona right now. And who knows how many of those people the Democratic Party would try to get on the voting rolls if we weren't being observant here. So it's a big problem, potentially a big problem, and we need to solve that problem and make sure it stays solved.
You know, that's just outrageous drivel to hear a representative of the Republican Party say that Democrats are trying to get illegal, undocumented folks to register to vote. It's just so beyond the pale. But here's the problem with the debate in Washington, for example, to the extent it's controlled by the Tea Party, is that they just believe their own set of facts, despite the people on the ground, like Karen Osborne, that says this isn't happening. This is not true. And yet you have them push this as a means for talking points so they can whip up their base, live in a self-described bubble of reality that is not true.
Well, Vince,
blame it on Hispanics that
Vince,
are not even
I will tell you that if you
undocumented,
look,
and then
if you look
this.
Across the country at the party that has created the greatest voter abuse in the country over a period of time, it has been the Democratic Party consistently which does that. Yes, periodically you'll get some Republicans that do it from time to time, but consistently the Democrats have been the ones that have stuffed the ballot boxes and had look at Chicago. You got dead people voting in Chicago. And you know, it happens in the Democratic areas. That's the reality. And we're not doing it anymore.
It is not.
So you can try as hard as you want, and
you
can make all the excuses you want. All we're saying, Vince, all we're saying is we want voters to be legal. And what problem do you have with making sure that people are legal voters? I can't imagine.
Because that's not your intent. It's proven.
How do you know what my intent is?
Because your intent of the GOP is you can see it by what happened.
Don't tell me what my intent is.
Yeah, you can talk all day long, but the actions and what happened are the facts.
All I want, Vince, 30,000 is
Arizona
people to
citizens.
Vote legally. You have no basis
for saying
that.
But I don't want 30,000 U.S. citizens to be denied their right to register to vote.
Nope.
And that's
nobody's
the
being denied their right.
Oh, they were.
All they have to get is an identification.
Keep your eye on the ball, voters.
Okay,
out there.
Gentlemen. I wanted to get to the budget. We had talked about it 2 weeks ago, but it's still going to be there for John and Vince 2 weeks from now because Vince was showing – he brought for show and tell 2 weeks ago the president's budget reduction plan. He supplied John with a copy. You have it in front of you.
Incredibly flaky. Yeah. I mean, this thing – listen to some
well,
of the
– we're going to have to wrap it up. You can give me one.
Well, let me tell you. Here's one item that's worth $50 billion. Encourage efficient care. Here's another one. Encourage beneficiaries to seek high-value health care. I mean, encourage.
Okay, John.
It is tripe.
Vince?
Look, the only reason I brought that budget, yeah. which isn't even the current point where we're talking from,
right.
is because for John, every time we get on the show, John says, the president's never presented a plan. I just brought that to show you that he presented a comprehensive
plan
2 years ago.
List,
all right. And that's way beyond that discussion at this point. So John wants to talk about stuff from 2 years
all
ago.
Right,
there you go.
Gentlemen, the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and at Dodge, and at moesgallery.com.
Gentlemen,
SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. He was Oklahoma's starting quarterback when the university won back-to-back national championships in the 1970s. Now authorities say Steve Davis was one of two men from the Tulsa school who died yesterday when a small plane crashed into a house in South Bend, Indiana. The owner of the plane was the other victim. His pastor says Davis loved to fly. Some Republicans in Congress are gearing up to oppose the nomination of Thomas Perez as Labor Secretary. Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama says the choice of Perez is unfortunately and needlessly divisive. He says Perez has aggressively sought ways to allow the hiring of more illegal workers. He's been in charge of the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department, where he's played a leading role in the decision to challenge voter ID laws in Texas and South Carolina. More details at SRNNews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan, 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Westin La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa, is now better than ever with a $30 million resort rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and soon a new pool area and enhanced fine dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Coming up now on 12:36 on the Buckmaster Show on this Monday afternoon. While the Pima County Juvenile Detention Center has the capacity for 265 beds, well, only 47 of them are currently in use. What's going on with juvenile crime? Well, there's been a dramatic decrease, not only here in Pima County, but across the country. Pima County Attorney Barbara LaWall joins us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Barbara, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. What do you think's going on with juvenile crime? Why are we seeing fewer youths being referred to the detention center?
Well, there's not a simple answer. It's a little bit complex, and I think that the whole variety of different things have come to a confluence and have resulted in the detention being down. And for one thing, juvenile arrests are down. Their arrests are down significantly. Why is that? It could be that juveniles are committing fewer crimes. It could also be the fact that there are significantly fewer officers out there from all the agencies, and so arrests aren't being made because some cases aren't getting investigated. So that could be part of it, too. But I would like to think, because this has been a trend that has been occurring since 1996, and I'd like to think that it's in significant part to the intense collaboration of the courts, probation, law enforcement, the county attorney's office in dealing with juvenile crime in a really significantly different way.
You've had your own intervention initiatives, and they've been very successful, haven't they, Barbara?
They've been extraordinarily successful, but I think that one of the things that happened back in 1996 was when the voters approved the initiative that dealt with the violent, dangerous juveniles and the repetitive, felonious juveniles, and it causes them to be transferred to adult court and not go through juvenile at all. So those were the folks that oftentimes filled those beds. And it's been approximately 100 a year. And actually, the numbers have gone down from 96. It was significantly more. But for the last several years, we've been running around 100 kids being dealt with in Superior Court as adults. And these are the kids who've committed drive-by shooting, aggravated assault, sexual assault, homicide, robbery, armed robbery, and who have three or more felony adjudications. So they're not taking up beds in juvenile court anymore.
Barbara LaWall is with us, Pima County Attorney on the Buckmaster Show. Are you happy with the Crisis Response Center? It celebrated its first anniversary, and apparently it's helping keep people out of some of those jails.
Oh, I think it's absolutely phenomenal, and it's just been a long time in coming. And what it does is it's kept the seriously mentally ill out of jail and given them the resources and the kind of treatment that they need. Oftentimes before, they were just arrested and put in jail because we had no other way of dealing with them.
This was the center that was approved by a bond issue. It's located southwest of Ajo Way and Country Club Boulevard, adjacent to the UA Medical Center, the South Campus, and the Pima County Health Department. And this is really going to pay off, I think, for the taxpayers, don't you, Barbara?
I think it already has. I think it has in a significant number of ways. But financially, I think that it's also been easing up on the taxpayer burden. It's far more expensive to process these folks through the jail than it is to deal with them at the crisis center.
You know, we began this interview talking about juvenile crime. It has paralleled in many ways the decrease in adult crime. However, the chief of police was on our show on Friday saying that now this is such a cyclical thing that now he's hearing that adult crime across the country now has kind of bottomed out and is now on the upswing again.
Well, that's really interesting. So we measure crime by the crimes that are reported. So some of that depends on whether people are bothering to report crime. So crime is reported when it's serious violent crime, but oftentimes a lot of crime is not reported, like petty theft and even some burglaries. I know people don't even bother if there's, you know, they don't bother calling law enforcement sometimes. So it is cyclical. It is cyclical, and it sort of depends on what's going on out there. And I don't know. I've been in this business for 36 years. It's so hard to predict.
36 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You have gone through in that period many different budget cycles, and you go before the Pima County Board of Supervisors, kind of the annual ritual asking to set your budget. How does it look for the upcoming year?
Oh, it looks bleak. It looks so bleak. This year is probably worse than it's been in the last 5 or 6 years, mostly because about one-third of my budget bill comes from federal and state grants,
mm-hmm.
and so many of those grants have expired and are not available for renewal. And so we just recently engaged in a long conversation with the county administrator seeking some assistance from the county to pick up some of these grants that have just evaporated. I mean, they're just not there anymore. And we have been just such a lucky beneficiary for decades on using this government money that's available to support my narcotics prosecution folks, several victim advocates, and Southwest border crimes, and all of that money's gone.
What will you have to possibly lay off some people?
Well, that's what we're trying to avoid, and that's why we went and spoke with the county administrator. But I've already started, I've laid off a couple of people who were doing nice-to-have jobs, but they are not part of the mandated duties in the office. And then I have about 25 positions that I haven't filled that are sitting vacant in order to make my budget. And so those are the kinds of measures that we're taking.
And you're still losing people, I'm sure, to private industry.
Well, we've lost people to private industry, but what irks me more than anything else is when I lose them to other prosecutorial agencies because those agencies pay more. And I know there's a sequester going on, but the feds are hiring folks from my office.
Oh.
It's like, explain that. And then Pinal County got a new county attorney who got $1 million added to his budget and hired about 8 or 9 of my folks.
Oh, my goodness. So it's been open season on the Pima County attorney.
Oh, my God, and he's paying them so much more than they were getting paid here.
Barbara Lawal, going to have to run. Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1, 2, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects and creating more than 2,500 jobs since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and Grant Road at Oracle. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Coming up now to 10 minutes before 1, this portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Visit historic Pinos Altos, City of Rock State Park, or hike along
the Continental Divide Trail. Plenty of great accommodations in the area, including Burrow Mountain Homestead RV Park, Spirit Canyon Lodge, Wilderness Lodge, and Wildwood Retreat and Hot Springs. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. There is an election in the city of Tucson this year. Several council people are up for re-election, including in Ward 3. The Democratic Councilwoman Karen Ulick is up for re-election, and she will be challenged by Republican Ben Bueller Garcia. Mr. Garcia ran 4 years ago and lost by, I believe, 175 votes to Karen Ulick. And Ben joins us now. Ben, good to see you.
Bill, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So it's going to be, let's try again.
Well, you know, so we were talking off the air before you started the interview. Is many of the issues that concerned me sufficiently to throw my hat into the ring in 2009 haven't changed. Many of them have gotten worse. And so the message I have to your listeners and the voters out there is, you know, how's that working out for you? Is it time to really seriously consider making a change there at the mayor and council?
What is at the top of your agenda?
Definitely getting back to core priorities. We were just talking again. You had the police chief on the air last week, I think.
Friday,
yes. You know, he's a very soft-spoken man. I find him. He tends to be very soft-spoken. But when your chief of police comes out and publicly and says, look, I cannot cut any more. You know, he's down 140 officers of where he was, 200 to 300 over what's ideal. I was a criminal justice major at the U of A. I understand those problems. We need to get that fixed. Transportation, potholes, potholes, potholes. Now, it's, you know, real easy to blame the state legislature for sweeping the HERF funds, and I certainly don't agree with how they did that. But what's happened to our infrastructure in Tucson is the result of years of neglect and improper funding. 1 year I found that we only allocated $210,000 out of the general fund for street maintenance. Clearly not enough. So getting back to the priorities, and of course, jobs, jobs, jobs. People are hurting out there. They really are.
Ben Bueller Garcia is with us. He's a Republican. I have Ben's resume in front of me. Do you believe that 4 years ago you failed to really tell your story?
Yes. Short answer. You know, when you lose by 175 votes out of 70,000 cast and you look back on it, there's probably a million things you could have done differently, and there's nothing you could have done differently. Sometimes you fall short. But the message I like to get out, and you're a professional. People respect you. You've had years. So let's take a look right now. Just take a look. Do I have horns? Do you see horns here?
No.
Okay. Thank you. So, you know, folks need to get out of the Republican, Democrat, Independent and say, look, who is the best qualified person to do this? I've got 25 years professional experience helping communities create jobs, build communities. As I mentioned before, I came to Tucson in 1979 to study at the U of A. I have a public administration degree with a major in criminal justice. And I believe in service. I've been active in this town since I got here, and you name it. In fact, one little story I'd like to tell, maybe, I don't know if we have time, if we're going to need to take a break, that I think will give people a good sense of how I think. But everything from helping homeless kids to helping create jobs, I can do this. I want to do this, and I'm the best qualified candidate for the office. So I'm encouraging people to do their research, get to know me, go out and ask their neighbors. You know, look around. Is this the Tucson that you wanted? Is this the Tucson that you want for your kids and your family? I really don't think so. Folks need to take a serious, long, hard look at our community and get beyond that, Bill. I love this town. What breaks my heart now and what broke it 4 years ago is that this is a city with so much potential. We are a great community. We can be a great community again, but we've been allowed to drift.
When I have your resume in front of me. You had quite a bit of experience with the Tucson Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce. You were with them for 11 years. What are you most proud of, though, on this resume?
My volunteer work. My volunteer work. And I think that's what – I'm the kind of guy who I – aggressive is not the right word, but a lot of success in life, whether it's political life or you know, your private life, has a lot to do with attitude. I'm the kind of guy who sees an issue, who puts the resources together and addresses it. When we were looking at losing spring training, I was one of the persons that helped organize a group to try and save spring training. This now resulted in the Pima County Sports Authority. Not as a paid gig. That's just I do as a volunteer. The Fox Theater is a story. Do we have time?
Sure.
If
got time.
For 10 years, Herb Stratford and I, we were buddies, and we'd kind of dream about what it would be like to renovate the Fox Theater. When I left the Chamber of Commerce and started my own consulting practice, I had more time, and the environment seemed ripe to go ahead and do that. So I, along with Herb, put together the group, literally built the board of directors from the ground up, secured, you know, approached the owners, asked them if they'd donate the Fox to us. They said, no, we'd sell it to you. And the price tag was $250,000, which, I mean, the dirt down there is worth it. So I basically spent 4 years, 5 years building that board, serving as the president of the board. Loved that. Saw an issue, put the group together, loved it. The theater, the project started to become too much of a Rio Nuevo project. There was not enough emphasis on private money. Too much. It was too easy to take those public dollars. That caused me a lot of frustration, somewhat split the board. So I ended up resigning in my fifth year and leaving the board because I just couldn't cotton to that. At the same time, I was serving on the Industrial Development Authority board for the city of Tucson. I served there for 10 years. 2 years after I left the Fox, the city came back to us and said, we'd like you to sell bonds in order to give a $6.3 million loan to the Fox Theater. I love the Fox. I put 10 years of my life into the Fox. But anybody who could look at that spreadsheet knew there was no way they're going to be able to make that debt service on that theater. Bill, I went around. I talked to elected officials, Rio Nuevo board members, anybody I could get to listen. I said, look, if you want to make it a grant, I'm all for that. I love the project. It's good for Tucson. But don't give a loan that they're going to default on 5 years down the road that's going to hurt the Fox, that's going to hurt Rio Nuevo. And I could not. I only found one person who had the courage to say, yeah, we know that, but we're going to do it anyway. I guess the point of that story is, I hope that the listeners will take from that, was I saw an opportunity that was good for the community. I leveraged all my resources and skills in making it happen. But at the end of the day, I also had the courage to do the right thing for the voters. I was the only person on the IDA board who voted against that bond, against that loan, because it was just a bad idea. So that's hopefully that gives them some insight into how my brain works.
What's the big issue going to be in Ward 3?
I tell you, I look, we've got, where do I start? We've got a major research university. We have an Air Force base. We've got a major manufacturer. We are 50 miles from an international border that's our second highest trading partner, and we are the sixth poorest metropolitan area in the United States. That is not acceptable. You've got to work really hard with all those resources to achieve sixth poorest level. In Ward 3 in particular, Bill, if you look at the city's, not my data, the city's most recent stress report, highest incident of domestic violence, property crime, Ward 3. Lowest median income in the city of Tucson. It's not on the south side like people are thinking about. It's in Ward 3. A full 40% of the public housing, the subsidized housing units in the entire city, are in Ward 3. Our folks are hurting. And so, and I've lived there. The entire 34 years I've been in Tucson, I've lived in Ward 3. Crime. You know, I've had 6 attempted, 1 successful burglary of my home. Vandalism. And, of course, the streets.
Are the streets getting any better?
The voter, and that is a perfect example. The voters were forced to pass this bond election, and good for them, voted, because look, it got so bad that we're going to have to take money out of our own pockets to fix the roads. But it begs the question, what have you been doing? And as I said, it's awful easy to blame the state legislature for sweeping those HERF funds, but the condition of our roads is something that has happened over years and years and years because we've neglected to allocate the proper priority of general funds or other funding to maintain the roads. There's a spot right down from my house. It's on the main road to U of A. If the neighborhood residents are listening, it's Drachman Lake. They'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But there's 3 big hot potholes right there. And your choice, whether you're driving a car or a city bus, I've seen this happen, is do you swerve to go into oncoming traffic? Do you swerve to go into the bike lane? Bad idea. Or do you just grit your teeth and hit the pothole?
And then head for the tire shop, for the alignment.
So, yeah, coming back, we've got to reprioritize, take a hard look at what we've got and reprioritize it to the core elements. And then the same issue I was trying to get people to listen to 4 years ago, we've got to grow the pie. You don't just have to work with what you've got. We need to get more stuff, you know, more revenue, more businesses, more jobs into the city limits.
Well, we look forward to having you and Karen Ulick sit down here on the Buckmaster Show and talk about the issues.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Ben Bueller Garcia, Republican in Ward 3 in the upcoming city elections. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show provided by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests are provided with a bottle of Culligan water. They like it, we like it, and who wouldn't? It simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon, it's the John C. Scott Show from 3 to 5. John's show, John the Golden Mike Award winner in 2013. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. And we'll be back here with you tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show at 12:04. And we hope you'll be joining us. And we'll be back with you then. Have a great afternoon.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030 KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.